Throughout the week, the Democrats who took the stage in Chicago have highlighted reproductive rights, gun violence action, affordable living, and other issues. But the overarching message was about painting a stark contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Massachusetts Senator and former presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren recounted the first time she met Harris. She said it was in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis.
Kamala was protecting families as California's attorney general. You bet. And Donald was scamming students at Trump University and trying to make money off people losing their homes. And that is the difference between a criminal and a prosecutor.
Baptist minister and activist Al Sharpton followed her on the stage and methodically described key opposites between Harris and Trump, one after the other.
I see one candidate who wants to protect the right to vote while the other has tried to cook up 11,000 votes in Georgia. I see a candidate who has sought to reform and uphold the law, and a man who wrongly assumes his mugshot appeals to black Americans.
Last night, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted the vice presidential nomination. He made sweeping contrasts between the Democrat and Republican parties, uplifting a certain idea that has historically been more associated with the GOP than the Democratic Party.
Freedom. When Republicans use the word freedom, they mean that the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. Corporations, free to pollute your air and water. And banks, free to take advantage of customers. But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people that you love. Freedom to make your own health care decisions. And yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall.
This all built up a lot of excitement for Harris's climactic moment Thursday night. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
I know how Walz made me feel last night. And what I'm excited about today is to see my colleague, my friend, my sister in the Senate share her heart with America, to appeal to the better angels of our nation.
The Democrats leaned heavily on relatability and public perception, with a certain focus on younger voters. Possibly the loudest applause Thursday before Harris took the stage came when Warren made a reference to a viral meme on social media concerning an explicit, made-up rumor about the Republican vice presidential nominee and something he did to a couch.
Trust Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to look out for your family? Shoot, I wouldn't let those guys, I wouldn't trust them to move my couch.
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Atta Shaheen.